Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Yeah, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get to hear Dimitri live and dangerously local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. 105.5 also on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes a new radio station signal, 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And you can also see the show, Facebook live stream. We get thousands of views. Yesterday's show where we disclosed all of this information about this very, very, very sketchy deal with East Ohio Regional Hospital and these very sketchy characters. Boy, oh boy, already 2,700 views the last time I checked, more than 30 shares. It's unbelievable. It really is absolutely unbelievable. As you can see the show, go to the Dimitri Vassilaris profile page on Facebook. It's the one with the 7,500 followers, not the one with the two or three followers from Nigeria. Also, the Facebook page for Big Willie 105.5. How you doing? You can see it there. Live exclusive interview here with Brian Massey, member of the committee to abolish Ohio property taxes. And he points out, rightly so, that you think you own your own home, but really you don't. You're just renting it from the government. Even when you burn your mortgage, when you finally pay off your mortgage, you no longer have to pay the bank. You still have to pay the government year after year after year for infinity, because it is the most unfair tax that there is. So, Brian Massey, what are we going to do about this?
Well, we started trying to get help from the state senators and the state representatives. We went down, spoke before the House Ways and Means Committee. We spoke before the Committee to Review and Reform Property Taxes. But when I was speaking before this committee on reviewing and reforming property taxes, they actually censored my speech when I tried to tell them that this whole 20 mil floor is really unconstitutional, because it's being treated like inside millage. And I told them that the local school district was going to get $8.8 million without a vote of the people. When we could not get an audience with the state legislators, we then came to the conclusion they're not listening to the people. So what we're going to have to do is starve the beast. And we then formed this committee. And we said, we're going to abolish the property taxes altogether. Now, many people are, you know, are saying, this is mostly the officials and even my local township, they say, well, how are we going to pay for, you know, police and fire and the schools? How are we going to replace the dollars? Well, I'm not convinced that we need to replace this dollar for dollar, because I not truly believe that the public sector has outgrown the private sector's ability to pay for services. Now, there may be, you know, some counties where they're doing an absolute fine job for the people, that's fine. But overall, do we need 611 school districts in the state of Ohio? Here in Lake County, we have 9. And I said, well, instead of 9 individual school districts, why don't we have one county school district? Why don't we have one superintendent, one curriculum director, so that we can take this very serious administrative cost? We've got to start reducing, you know, some of these costs. So and people have to ask themselves, really, if you want to sign our petition to abolish the prop tax, if you don't want to sign, what form of governance do you want? Is this experiment, this 250-year experiment of the United States, where, you know, freedom and liberty and the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which used to be property before Jefferson changed it, is that over? Are we willing to say it's over and now we're going to accept a Chinese, a Canadian, a Cuban, a North Korea? Is that the style of government we want? Or do we want our freedom and liberty back? And what do we want to pass on to our future generations? What kind of country do we want our kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids to live in?
No question. Brian, let me ask.
This is a very serious issue.
Yeah, let me ask you this. When people take a look at their property taxes, and I've done this over the years, not only here in the Upper Ohio Valley, but whenever I was in different cities and markets and all that, I found that the vast majority, the largest percentage of the property tax, real estate property tax, goes to school districts, to government-owned and operated schools, 70-80%. Has that been...
The number is 60-70%. We use, you know, just for the sake of discussion, we use, you know, probably two-thirds of your tax is going to the school district.
Well, public schools.
It also depends on if the school district is at what they call the 20-mil floor.
Well, what does that 20-mil floor mean? I'm confused about that.
Yeah, and don't feel bad. A lot of the state legislators don't understand it either. It is a concept. Let me see if I can do this in 30 seconds. Inside millage is mandated by the Ohio Revised Code. It's maximum of 10 mils, which represents 1% of the property value. The outside millage is voted on by the taxpayers. There is a law that went into effect called House Bill 920. As property values were increasing, they would lower the millage rate, which was the effective tax rate, so no more additional dollars were collected until the school district hits the 20 mil floor. For example, if the inside millage for a school district was 5 and their outside millage is now 15, that 15 plus the 5 is 20 mils, and the 15 mils is treated like inside millage. And what that means for the taxpayer, as your property values increase, if your property values go up 10%, your school tax that you will be paying will go up 10% because of the treatment of the outside millage as inside millage. And I think that's a huge deception. The same is true for joint vocational schools. They can collect a maximum of 2.5, and you're voting on it. It's outside millage, but the deception by the legislators was that the House Bill 920, which is meant to lower the effective tax rate so you don't collect any more money, does not apply to the joint vocational. So it is treated like inside millage, even though they call it outside millage.
That's
the deception.
And inside millage essentially is the minimum tax that you have to pay, real estate tax you have to pay.
That's correct.
And they change the minimum with their, you know, these weasels, so your minimum goes up and up and up, and you don't even realize it.
That's correct.
That's all this is. It's all a big scam. So
100%.
Yeah. So and 80% of most of the budgets for these government-owned and operated school districts, 80% of the budget is not for kids. It's for salaries and benefits. It's a big jobs bank for well-connected people with education degrees. People don't realize it doesn't go to the kids. It goes to the employees, the teachers and the administrators and all the other people. It's salaries and benefits, 80% of it.
Yeah, I agree. There, you know, I don't mean to besmirch any, you know, the teachers, and there are many, 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 many fine teachers, but they're working in a system that is the definition of insanity. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, it's not going to work.
Yep.
So, and what I'm hearing from the state legislators, those that will talk to me, is that it's never enough for schools.
Right.
They can give them, the state can give them $1 billion extra a year, and they still want more. So it's the appetite for more money. It's just insatiable. So something, you know, has to be done. If they first do the reduction of the size of the school, you know, administration, and then the state legislators, they are obligated by the Ohio Revised Code to come up with the funding. And they've got enough money in the budget. Their general fund is like $60 billion. And they've got to, it's now a chance for a fresh start for these legislators.
All right,
we're saying it's a fresh start. And then also people say, well, what about police, fire, roads, and bridges? And I'm saying, I'm not an anarchist. I'll pay for the reasonable government services, but what you can't do is you can't tie it to my home.
Right.
What does the cost of roads and bridges, what does that have to do with the value of my home?
Exactly.
Same thing with police. And I believe in transparency. Transparency is a key to good governance. So I tell the local officials, I said, I'm paying $2,000 to my township, but I want to know, how much am I paying for police, how much am I paying for fire, how much am I paying for roads and bridges, and what other service you're providing? Because I want to know if they're being good stewards, so I want to be able to compare my cost of a police, fire, and roads and bridges to any other township. And if I'm paying double or triple, I think I rightly can ask, Why?
Exactly. The real estate tax in Ohio, the total comes to what, $20 billion somewhere in there?
Yeah, the number keeps moving, I hear from the legislator, but $20 billion is, I've heard anywhere from $20 to $22 billion. As far as we looked at the CUP reports, and I think it's $13 billion taken on property taxes at the local level, and we calculated that if you were just to replace that local property tax, you'd need about a 4.5%, you know, sales tax to do that.
Yeah. It's not hard. It's
no matter
hard.
What we come up with, you know, these officials will say, oh, no, you can't do that. People will go to other counties. Well, they've got to figure it out. And if they can't figure it out, we need to get legislators in there that can figure it out. But what's going to happen is if we can get enough signatures, and we haven't even hit the 50% mark. We need round numbers, 413,500 of registered, valid registered.
All right, Brian, I want to talk with you about, Brian, I got to talk with you more about that. Stay right there. I'm going to hold you over for one last segment. You're really, really interesting, and I need to talk with you on the air here about how our listeners can get involved with these petitions, anything we can do. Let's talk about that in this next segment. Live exclusive interview with Brian Massey, committee to abolish Ohio property taxes, the most unfair tax in the history of taxation.